Yes, patch.
Okay. Then what if it was larger than a patch? Just can you think of any other word?
It's a field, how we call it.
Okay. And a tight fence, a fence that you might have around the front of your yard, you know, around the garden. It's wooden and it goes like this, you know.
Palings.
Palings, okay. Do they go up pointed like a V? Or are they flat on top?
They are either way.
Just say palings both?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the type fence that you might have around the pasture.
Fly fence.
Okay. What if it's that?
That
kind of
rail fence.
Yeah, what's a rail fence? That that thing goes in and out.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a wire fence that hurts you? You know,
barbed wire.
Okay. And okay. Then what about a when you're building a fence, what do you attach it to? It takes some wood.
Post.
Okay. And then you ever build a fence or a wall out of say stone or rock?
No.
You know, big stone or rock. You ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen them, yeah.
What do you call that?
Fence, I guess, would be what you'd call it. Would be all out of it.
Okay. You call it a rock fence or stone fence or what?
Do something like that. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Okay, and talking about
no, I didn't
chickens.
Need to drive too
long. You know, you always leave one egg in there.
Yeah.
What do you call that egg?
Nest egg.
Nest egg. You ever heard any other words for that?
Yeah.
What did you leave an egg in there actually, or did you ever
leave
anything else in?
Well, I always left an egg in there.
Yeah.
But used to, whenever we'd have geese.
Yeah.
You could put a piece of stone in there and cover it up, because you know goose covers up their nest, and you could put a piece of stone, I mean their egg, you could put a piece of stone in there, and keep it covered up, they'd go back to get it, they'd lay it again, but a hen would.
Yeah, you just, what do you call it, the stone?
It's called
just
stone.
Stone,
put it on.
Yeah. Okay, and the...
We put a long string of nests, and we sister, Patricia.
Okay, if you have some really nice dishes, the best dishes you have in your house, they might be made out of what?
China.
Okay. You ever heard it called anything besides that? Delftware? Delftware? Okay. And something you might carry water in.
Matt Johnson's own.
It's your bucket?
Yeah. Is a bucket made out of wood or is it metal?
We used to have wood buckets, but I don't ever see any now. But they, you know, made out of they were zinc buckets, and then there were some made out of this porcelain.
Yeah.
Why the name?
Of course, that knot that you know.
What's something made out of metal? Like a bucket, only made out of metal. A small maybe. What would you milk a cow like this? Okay, what about a pail?
Pail, that's all the same. It's all the same. They're all pails. Yeah.
Okay, and something that you carry the food out in to feed the pigs.
Basket or?
No, feed the pigs, you know, that all that junk you go through.
Slop bucket.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and... thing that you cook out of, but it's got a flat